Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. I got my guests, man. And let me speak to Mfundi Smota. Mruti, Sabon.
Hey, Sabon, a man of God. Nyapila.
Nyapila, Njan Bram. Akule ngempela. Mata is hunger, I shall be kicking a little blue and food, so I'm eating his food. Siyambonga isa kakhulu man, akukhule ngendlela esimanga. Nawe siyabonga ukuba umzalo oqotho mfowethu man. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you my brother. We thank the Father. This is the blessing from above.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sibongele na kumama man phela. Singathi masibonga baba bese sibonga umama. Umama phela usebenzile 9 months.
Yee, inkosi yami. Yeba iphuthe likhulu lelo mahleka
simbo. Yeah, uzothethisa baba. Anyway, we also have usipho angimthola ujabu mina. Mina angimthola ujabu ngimlingile ujabu ngimthola mhlawumbe sese stadium. Lesikati dlala South Africa baye basala bathi descends night vigil sizibonga.
Eh angazi ngoba indlulile mosigini abafana abafana.
Izolo bokudlala amaZulu awinini.
Oh. Oh sa celebrate your food.
Yeah, usa celebrate namanje. Akuthi laphethi laphini amaZulu bambiza indoda layo lahleko. Wahamba phela uJabulani ngoba bayadliwa. Wahamba. Nakho ke namanje usaZulu azula. Sipho, sawona.
Ah, wasibingelele mfundisi uRay, usaphila kodwa.
Njengoba ungizwa, umqemane.
Ah, siyabonga ukuthi awulahlekanga. Mfundisi Moto siyabingelela noma make us happy birthday. Sibonge kubalaleli sibingelele. Amen.
Wayibona phi indoda engangami lahleka wena? Yini ngawe? Kulahleka amadodana, hayi amadoda. Uyeza labathi indodana yolahleka. Abathi i-timer lolahleko or uncle. Abathi uncle okulahleka. Ungadlali kabi phela. Hawu.
Tuputomdala.
Yazi kusho bani. Kusho iyuse endala ituputomdala. Hi. Yeah, no, siyabonga. Thank you so much. And of course, we trust the Father's doing you well. Thank you to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. And of course, she's still here in studio, man, looking as posh as always, talking to someone in my studio. And they are serving the Father. That's what I like. Anyway, and we are going to talk about boldness. I was telling Usipho ukuthi ngikhohle zonke izinto kwenye imoto. Zonke. Mara ngisaphetho kunye uyabona ngisaphetho kunye manje ngibuzisa ubabu colonel ngithi kuye mfoka baba angitshele sikhuluma ngani namhlanje athi sikhuluma ngeboldness uphuma impandla hayi ngeke mani ingebulavuli tatana waphandla ni ngeke sikhulume lezo zinto lezo ayikho yonke lento ayikhulumayo
asikhulunywa lezo mhlawumbe.
Anyway, we are talking about boldness, what it is all about. Much at the times, what do we make of it? When is it that you would say, yes, indeed, I had seen in me a format of boldness? Or perhaps there were things that you were facing, stages that you went through, decisions that you undertook, and you realized, no man, that was the spirit of boldness upon me. There's something that used to dominate you, that used to set you up. And then you said, yeah, that manner of response basically isn't me. But I could feel the presence of the Father, that it made me bold. For he had not given us a spirit of timidity, but that of a sound mind and boldness. And how you were able to outdo the intimidations of sin, temptations, being ridiculed, abused, and all those kinds of things, man. And things that were not working against you and all that, but you were stable and stood the test of time. It takes a boldness to do that. It takes a boldness to even at times accept that you are wrong. You know? And say, I realize, man, I was wrong. Takes a man who is filled with boldness, and boldness goes together with humility. Such a mix, it's amazing.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right. Boldness, what it is all about. Let me look at 138. Psalms 138, verse 3, speaks something quite interesting. When it talks about boldness, we see something quite interesting. It says, when I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. In other words, you made the confidence in me to grow. And to a great extent, I had become somewhat assured. Boldness, this confidence which the Father gives to us, and this blessed assurance that is sourced from the Father, really pouring into our spirits. It's amazing, eh? That boldness. It says, when I called, you answered me, and that made me bold. In other words, you gave me confidence that you answered the prayers of your children. So, what does it mean to be bold, therefore? What does the word say with regards to that? You have read 138 of Psalms, 138 of Psalms, and then the verse is the third verse there. Let's go to the 29th verse of Proverbs, chapter 21. And this is just amazing. Proverbs 21, the verses 29. We see something also there. It says, a wicked man puts up a bold front, but an upright man gives thought to his ways. Now, what is a bold front here? Self-assurance. Self-assured. It's a bold front that has nothing unless it is of a righteous man who considers his steps. Someone that is bold is someone that has taken consideration of their steps according to the righteousness of the Father. And it goes back to what I said earlier on. They have an assurance that the Father will be with them, will guide them, will see them, will sustain them. That's amazing. What kind of boldness do we have today? People have boldness of how they look, you know, what they dress, what they earn, degrees they hold, make them bold. But this we are talking about is an assurance that comes from the Father. The certainty that is divinely sourced. We're talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good. Grace you so much in a mighty way.
Sitshele ukuthi ucaba ngani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Let me start with you, Mfundisi wami, Mfundisi Mawutha. When we talk about boldness, what comes to mind, sir?
My brother, thank you so much, man of God, for what a powerful topic, indeed, and we bless the Father. You know, when we speak of boldness, we are speaking about the confidence. You already mentioned that the confidence that does not come from us, but that comes from the Father. When you are assured that the Lord is with you, when you are assured that you have heard him, you know, the courage to speak and to preach the gospel of God without any fear, without any favor. In the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, verse number 6, God said to Joshua, be strong and be courageous. These are the qualities of boldness that you need to be strong. This is where you show your strength in terms of fear, in terms of difficulties, in terms of adversaries, but you still remain courageous because you understand Uguti, the battle that you are facing, it is not yours, but it belongs to him. And you rely upon the promises of the Father, because God said to Joshua, there shall be no man that will be able to stand before you in all the days of your life. And he assured him, he said, as I was with Moses. Now we are talking about Joshua here, the man who seen how Moses led the children of Israel. And it is not amazing from this, they should be in health, a possibility to go to Joshua, because Ubuga now is taking over the role from the greatest leader of all times, Moses himself. So God assured him, he said, as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. So we see Joshua here, my brother, abambelela upon the promises of God. And he was so confident to do as the Father has told him to do, because he understood one thing, that the presence of the Almighty God is with him. The power of the Holy Spirit is upon him. So we see that it is the same boldness that was demonstrated by David when everybody else, they were running away from Goliath. But this man, because he did not rely on his own strength, you know, on his power, but he depended upon the power of the Lord. He said, I will face the Goliath. I will face the difficult times. So when we speak about boldness, my brother, we see it in times of difficulty, in times of terror, in times of ezithusayo, whereby one needs to stand up and say that apart from what it is being spoken, but I shall be able to stand. We see David, as young as he was, my brother, he was so confident, and he trusted not only himself, but he trusted God alone. So he had that courage to face this giant that everybody was running away from. So when we speak about my brother, boldness, it is actually not the absence of fear, but it is the confidence and the courage to be able to confront your fears and overcome them and remain brave in everything that you do. So we have seen that in the life of Joshua. I mean, in the life of Joshua, yes, when the father has assured him and knowing that the father has spoken and you know that he is not a man to lie. So in other words, whatsoever that the father that has spoken, you believe him and you accept his word as is, and you know that it will accomplish whatsoever that is it has been spoken. So we see a boldness in that courage. I remember my brother John in the book of 1 John chapter number 1, where he says, this is the message that we have heard from the Father, that God is light. You see, this person is speaking with no doubt. He's so bold to say that. He's so bold to say that I know who the Father is. I know who Christ is in my life. And Paul says, he says that as you have now accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, so therefore walk in him. So those who walk in Christ, you know, the ground where they walk, it trembles, it shakes, because it is no longer them, Nababahambal, but Christ that is in them. So my brother, in short, I will say ukuthi boldness, this is where we see ukuthi umuntu uma isibindi angabi nokusaba, whether uma isibindi uyoshumayela with confidence, ushumayela in the power of the Holy Spirit that is given you, because you know for the fact that the message that comes out of your mouth, it is not your message, but it is a message that the Father has put in you. So you speak that with confidence, you speak that without any fear, and without even compromising, without even looking at the face of the people that are in your audience. Then this is over no kusaba. For you said earlier that the Father has not been given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of sound mind. So this is where we see a man that will stand tall and stand for the truth.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Simotha, the Colonel himself. And of course, we are touching base, man. I'm trying to connect to Jabulani Enasport in Mbombela. It's raining. Jabu, someone.
My friend, niyaphila my friend.
Niyaphila kunjani kodwa lapho kuwe?
Siyaphila kakhulu my friend.
Ngiyibuhle konke ngomusa kaJesu.
Siyabonga. Ukubonile machine lapha. AmaZulu awinile izolo.
Hey, that's good news. Hey, siyabongela uSuthu lemabhesha nkonzo.
Nanoma sosiyekile wasiyeka. Sithi ethu Brutus. Wavele wasihlaba ngeqwa emhlane mfo wasiyeka kulungile.
Izuthi ngisembombela mfundisi ngiphansi le ekapa lodumo.
Oh yeah, hey. Ngukubonile ndoda, ngukubonile. Awu, sawubona usekapa endaweni engathi islow kabike leyo ndawo. Kodwa kuhle siyabonga.
Hayi. Ukuhle, hayi simo sezulu sihle kakhulu man.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Manje so.
Yeah. Ilanga lishona ngo 8:30. Izinto zislow lapha. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
Sino Sipho Paulos use standard 10. We are talking about boldness, what it is even all about, and what comes to mind when we touch this very aspect of boldness. And in many instances and cases, this is spoken about in a very wrong way. Not that we are the ones that are right. No. But it is spoken of in such a way that we basically think boldness is a human attribute, but it's actually an acquired character that is harvested as one grows in the spirit. One starts to grow that fruit. It's called self-control also. It says, against such there's no law, these fruits. Against such there's no law, it means there's no inhibition that comes in the format of the statutes of sinfulness. Anyway, when you look at verse 1 of chapter 28 of Proverbs, it says, the wicked man flees, though no one pursues. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. This is the confidence of salvation. Our boldness is also the confidence that is given us with regards to our salvation. Sipo, what do you say?
That's very true, Fundis. And this boldness, or it's a character that we develop through the Holy Spirit, whom He equipped us with. And it is important that we must be in Christ and then filled with the Spirit of God. And obviously, this character has been built and shaped up and molded by the Holy Spirit within us.
Yeah.
Only if we don't quench Him. Mm-hmm. And when you see Fundela Payabu, Proverbs chapter 28,
yeah.
And then we need to get. In other words, it takes somebody to be righteous so that he can become bold. Remember, by the litener, Christ become a sin so that we become the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
In other words, when we become the righteousness of God, this character of being bold, it's been developed by the Holy Spirit within us. Peter, not John, they were uneducated. But they were having the boldness to speak about the name of Christ in the book of Acts. You know why? It is because they were rooted in Christ. Remember, Uma une pick up a powerful fundis. Definitely, we are having Christ as our backup forces wherever we go. That is why you don't fear anything, even anything at the zero hour of our life.
Yes.
You know why?
Yes.
Because we fully trust with Jesus Christ. He will never leave us, neither forsake us.
Yeah.
That thing, wow, it created boldness.
In
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but of power. In other words, that confidence. In other words, we could able to stood the test of time. You know what? We know exactly what greater is He, my God, who is in us than the devil who is in this world. That thing, it created that boldness to go out and trust God as many as one. If the sons of God speak, it is because we know what our God is so powerful. You know what it is. He will never leave us, neither forsake us. You know what? He is God who is able to do exceedingly more abundantly we could think of. That thing is a backup. He always comes with that boldness being created by the Holy Spirit in us, trusting God would definitely will always show up in times where we desperately need His presence.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Sipo! In standard 10, uyashaya mfana kithi uyashaya kudlula uma ugijima uyabona uma ugijima uthi eyahluleka le ndoda eyahluleka.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bullpit ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bullpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlise ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
All right, we're talking about boldness, what it is all about. I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic. And also, I'm talking to Sipho Bolos, and I'm also touching base with Umfundisi Umotha Demko himself. And we're asking this question, what is boldness and what is boldness even all about, you know? We'd had people speaking about this, but we want to understand as to its implications, which at times I think there is an under-explanation of these, whereas the word provides quite an abundance of revelations about this. And once we know this, we will be able to actually stand firm in the faith, in our prayer lives, in our walk with the Father, and assurance of salvation, you know, we'll be able to defeat some of the things that had held us captive for quite some time, even thoughts that exalt themselves above our faith. You know, we will be able to stand up against these without a worry at all and a doubt. Right. The very aspect of boldness in many instances and cases is something less looked into. I want to go to the book of Luke, you know, chapter 11, and look at verse 8, amongst others. You know, just verse 8 before I speak to Jablan. When you look at verse 8, it says something interesting, chapter 11. Sorry, I'm using hard copy here, so you will hear the perusing of pages. It's because this is hard copy, man. Now, verse 8 says, and I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. But let's get it into context. Then the one inside answers, don't bother me. You know, when someone is asking for bread, and Christ is giving here a teaching on prayer. And he says, suppose one of you had a friend and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have nothing set before him. Then the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. Verse 8 says, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because of his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So we see boldness also as a form of faith that pleases the Father. It says, when we are bold, as a form of faith, we go before the Father. He says, the Father will give us so much as we ask, even much more than we had wanted. Ish. What does it mean to you, Jabu?
Thank you very much, my friend. Great topic indeed about boldness. Let me also greet my wonderful friend, Mpundisi Umotha and Mpundisi Sipho, Nabalaleli bonke, yegama lika Yahusha kaMashiach. So, boldness. You've just touched one of the very important characters of boldness, which is like having the courage or the confidence to approach the throne of grace to ask from the Father. That's boldness, you know. Mm. Sometimes boldness can be confused with arrogance.
Mm.
You know, people who are bold, mostly they are confused as people who are with people who are arrogant.
Yeah.
But boldness is when one knows their rights and they exercise their rights.
Mm.
So now in this context, the children of God, in the book of John 1, verse 12, it says, them that received him and believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of the Father. So we've become the children of God through the right that he has given us.
Yeah.
There is no man that has qualified us or approved us. That's why there is no one who can disqualify us or maybe like decline us of being the children because of this right you obtained it from the Father himself. So a person who understands this right can stand, actually can boldly approach the father, knowing that I'm his son, I'm his daughter, I'm his child, and I know that if I ask my father this, he will give me. That's boldness. That's boldness when you know your right and you exercise your right.
Mm.
You know, so that's why we should really be the people who really grow or cultivate this character of boldness, so that we can be able to stand before the Father and just ask, you know. And also, even when it comes to the ministering of the gospel, boldness is one of the attributes that we need. Without boldness, we cannot declare the message of the cross, the message of salvation, the message of the kingdom without fear and intimidation. We need to be bold. In other words, we need to know our rights. That it is our right. We've been sent by Yahushua HaMashiach. He said, go ye and make disciples of all nations. So when we are out there, it's not just our own commission, but we are fulfilling the commission of the Father. Therefore, we do that boldly, with confidence and boldness and courage, because of we know who has sent us. In the book of 2 Corinthians, my friend, chapter 3, verse 12, the scripture says, therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. So we are not just bold, but it's because of the hope that we have been given. And since we have this hope, we are very bold. Our boldness cannot be shaken, cannot be shattered. It cannot be wavered. So it means when we stand on something that the Father has put us into, we don't move. We don't become shaken because of this character or attribute, which is boldness. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. As said, also, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are talking about boldness as to what it is even all about. And much of the times we become those kinds of people who basically, if one can put it across, we become those kinds of people who actually miss out on the notion of boldness because we think it has something to do with own strength, and that is where we are getting it wrong. We think it has something to do with a capacity of fearlessness that is derived from one's accolades, and that is where we are getting it wrong. Send us a WhatsApp. What is boldness to you as a child of the Most High? What do you term boldness to be even all about? We are talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty, mighty way.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let me come back to you again, Fundis Mota. And, of course, also, before I go to you, let me go to Sipo and touch again on the issue of boldness and what it is even all about. And also then I'll come back to Ujablani. Let me come to you straight, Fundis Mota. This has something to do with confidence, you know. Confidence, boldness. When we say we are bold, it is when we have put our confidence in the Father. When we say we are bold, it is when we have put our confidence in the Father. Not in our own doings, not in our own rights, not in our own benefits and accolades, but in the Father. Then we are regarded as bold, because in the truest sense, if one has to speak about being bold as a child of the Most High, it means you have the backup of the army of the Father with you. There's a backup of the army of the Father with you. Awuhambi wedwa. It says, now Gaal, son of Ebed, I'm reading Judges chapter 9. Should I read chapter 9? Verses 26. It says, now Gaal, son of Ebed, moved with his brothers into Shechem, and its citizens put their confidence in him. Means we put our trust in the Father that he will move on our behalf, that he will do things on our behalf. Murutimota. Uring.
Mpondisi, thank you so much. That is very much true. And that confidence in the Father, it only comes to one when they have accepted Yahshua HaMashiach as their Lord and Savior. Because for one to have the confidence in the Father, you need to have something within you. Because in your own understanding, in your own thinking and analogy, you cannot. Because, you know, the things of the kingdom of God looks foolishness in the eyes of men. But now, when you have Christ, he is the one that will reveal the Father to you. And you'll begin to understand how he moves, how he speaks. You'll begin to understand that how do you talk to him. Because one needs to die. Because when Christ is in you, then it is no longer you that lives. And then you become so bold because you know that the battle that you are facing, it is not your battle. That is why you have these armies of the Father. Mm. You know that God is surrounded you. David says with confidence, so said, you have surrounded me, ngasemuva nangaphambili. You have laid your hand upon me. This is the confidence that knowing that actually nothing can touch me unless the Father allows it.
Yeah.
You know, so that is the confidence that we have in the Father, and it comes to Christ. Because when we die ourselves and allow Christ to live in us, then the mind that was in him, you know, start to be in us, and then we do as it did. So that brings confidence. Even it makes you, when you pray with confidence. I remember the disciples in the book of Acts, chapter number 4, from verse 29, it says that they were praying, and as they were praying, they asked the Father and said, grant your servants that grant your servant with all boldness that we may speak your way. In other words, it shows that you don't have that assurance in yourself, but you need that boldness. It must come from the Father. So hence they prayed and asked that. And the Bible is clear that in verse 31, it says that when they have prayed, the place where they had prayed or where they had met together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So in other words, for one to be able to speak the message of the Father, for one to be able to speak the word of the Father, we need the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and we, you know, once again and once again, because we see them here being filled. They were filled in chapter 2, and then we see them here being empowered again. So one, to have the confidence in the Father, to have this boldness, to have this courage, you need to understand that the Father that you pray to is the Father that will grant your request. Is the Father that will grant what you have asked. Because we see that they prayed and say, God, grant us the boldness. And we see the Fathers gave them, and they started to speak in boldness without any fear, without any doubt, and speaking the word of God in season and out of season. Thank you, Food.
Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much. In mighty way.
Dagelikse brood van die lewe en steun en raad. Dit alles en nog meer op 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details.
or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Now, the aspect of boldness, according to Proverbs 3:26, and let me look into it before I give it to you, Sipho. When we talk of boldness, and I'm just going to chapter 3 of Proverbs, and this is the boldness that believers need to have. It is totally divinely sourced. It's not on our own meticulousness. There's no way that this boldness is rested on our own accolades. It doesn't work that way. You know, in Proverbs 3:26, it says something. It says, "For the Elohim will be your confidence." What does it mean, therefore? He will keep your foot from being snared, which means he's our confidence in the sense that he's our shelter and protector.
Yeah.
From that which is unbecoming on our part and that which is derived from the devil. Anything that comes from the devil. Then we rely on this confidence that given us by the Father. Remember, he said, "I shall never leave you, I shall never forsake you." You know, "I shall never leave you, I shall never forsake you." You know, he remains faithful to his promise. What say you, Nyengos?
It's amazing, Fundis, when you know how much power God had, how is our God able to do things more exceedingly abundantly. That makes us to be bold enough to face challenges of this earth.
Mm.
That is why this understanding the attributes of God, it makes us to take our God as our shield in every situation that we go through. That is why, Etu Davide, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil at all. You know why? It is because you know exactly what the Lord is our shepherd. And remember, when the sheep know the shepherd, I'll put this over this mean over. We ask the booty, wherever you go, his presence is all over. That is why, for this understanding our God, it makes us to be bold, to be strong. Be strong in the Lord. In other words, understanding the power that belongs to God, it's our strength. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall be renewed their strength. They shall soar on wings like eagles. In other words, we know when we totally depend upon God, our God is going to show up in right time. We understand that the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that took all our sins and all our iniquities away. We've got this boldness with our sins have been washed away. That boldness was with what God has able to do on our behalf on the cross. It makes us to understand and having this boldness to face the earth with when a man is in Christ, the new creature. That knowledge of knowing who we are in Christ, it makes us to be bold enough.
It makes us to be bold. I like it when you say it makes us to be bold enough. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729 Radio Pulpit Jigelele. You can find us also on DSTV channel 882. You can find us also on www.radiopulpit.co.za. You can look for this program Back to Basics today live. You can get us through on all social media platforms. We're also on YouTube. You can get us and talk to us just as much as you can with regards to this. What does it mean to be bold as a believer?
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Let me bring this to you, Jabu, when we speak about boldness. You know, in the very same Proverbs, man, let me go back to it. The very same Proverbs, chapter 3. And I will just jump a bit and look at verse 32 of chapter 3. It says, "For the Elohim detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence." You know, when someone says, "I'm taking you into my confidence," it gives you an assurance of a sort. When someone says, "Okay, I am supposed to have this deal going on and I have the endorsement of the president," this guy basically is on a marching order of dominance, because there's a greater power that leads him. And as they say, this is a triumphant procession, Jabu. And so when we speak of this confidence, it is that then the Father walks with us and has given us space of authoritative assurance that we can undertake what he has put before us. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. That's also another aspect of boldness. Mm-hmm. When we can speak, you know, without any fear, because mm-hmm. of we know the authority that has been assigned upon us. As you are speaking about someone that has got the authority from the president, mm-hmm. so their voice is the voice of the president. So exactly with us as children of God also, we are the voice of the Father, because there is nothing of us that we say which is not saying. So that's why that which we proclaim is out of boldness, because it is exactly the voice of the Father. You know, so that's why he says, "Do not touch my anointed ones." You know, when he says so, in other words, he's saying, "Don't touch me. Because if you touch my anointed one, it's like you've touched me." You know, so boldness is really very powerful when it comes to serving the Father. Even I was looking into that book of Acts 28:31. It speaks about how also, like, they proclaim the gospel or the message of the kingdom through boldness. It says that he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance, you know. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. So that's the authority that is upon us as the church, as believers, as the children of the Father, to proclaim the kingdom of God and to teach about Yahushua HaMashiach with boldness.
Yeah, ujabulani uhlale khatha njalo ikapa lodubo leli kuba ikapa eliborayo. Ngempela uyakhatha ujabulani, angazi wayekhatha kangaka, and ukhathe lokukhuluma and loku kuyasiphazamisa ngempela. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Okay, ubuyile, Jabu.
Yebo, ngibuyile, my friend.
Yeah, yo walahleka, ngiyacabanga ukuthi intaba zigapha loduma.
Yeah, intaba zasekhetha.
Yeah, zinhle zona, very awkward, but zinhle. Anyway.
No moya wakhona.
Yeah, phathisa umkhuhlane, uDwayne kakhulu moya khona. Now, Jabu, bo sowuqedile?
Yes, I was done, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right, all right. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Recording artists, please don't send me WhatsApps and tell me that you want an interview. Focus on the topic we are talking about, not your album. We are very serious here. And you can't be sending me a WhatsApp and telling me about how many interviews have you done and how many awards you have won. This is not gospel gold. Can you please not do that? And many people on the show, they would do that and send us WhatsApps about it. And about me interview group, you check the album, akhuluma ngayo. Dololo, ayiko. Ayiko. So please don't send us WhatsApps about your album. Tell us about the topic. Then the Father will make us to discover that you're an artist. Then we will put you through the right channels. This is not the channel. This is just a radio show with a regular guy.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 AM. Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And we are talking about the very notion and issue of our confidence in the Father. Send us a WhatsApp. I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. And you can also drop us a voice note, man, and tell us how you feel about this. What is it even all about when we speak about the very notion of our boldness? Are we bold enough to actually even proclaim it? Are we bold enough to even say it?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
So inspired.
Dumelang, dumelang. Pastor Ray.
Dumelang, mama.
Ntate Sipho. Mfundisi Motha.
Thank you.
Le nna ke re happy, happy birthday to the little one.
Ah.
Modimo abane le yena. And happy ke wish tsa le ma music a rona gore modimo a bane yona.
Yes.
Ke o mola itsa wa ka wa latela ntate re.
Sure. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. And has sent also a WhatsApp picture. Class of 2025 matriculants. Joshua 1 verse 9. When you enter the exam room, tiba, diva, divani, yazi, you are unique. You have the potential to achieve. Viet, yeah. That you have the potential to achieve. Thank you so much, ma'am. We really appreciate that. May the Father do you good and grace you so much in a mighty way.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.